the final game on the schedule that I'm excited about from a fantasy standpoint, that I wanted your thoughts on, is one of the later games. I believe it. Yes, it's also an afternoon game. This one's got the 6-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road against the 5-6 San Diego Chargers. Something about this game, I know there's an East Coast team traveling out to the West Coast and things like that. But both of these quarterbacks, for the most part this year, have been pretty reliable fantasy performers. And you got Melvin Gordon with a very good matchup against the Buccaneers' run defense as well. Mike Evans seems to be matchup-proof every week on the Tampa Bay side. I see this being, you know, like I said, another in the 30s possibly for both teams type of a game. The one note that I would make is the Chargers' defense is very, very good against the run. And I mean, they're personnelled very well to defend the pass as to. So if one of the teams struggles, I would definitely expect it to be the Bucs fantasy players more so than the Chargers going up against that mediocre Buccaneers defense. But I like just about all the big name plays in this one as well. Do you like these fantasy matchups, or is this kind of one where you're going, watch out for that Chargers defense at home maybe?
Yeah, well, for me right now, we're kind of rooting against the Tampa Bay Bucs as a Vikings fan for looking at the score, the standings, because right now if the playoffs were to start, the Bucs would be in ahead of us. So go Chargers. But But in terms of fantasy, like you said, Mike Evans, you know, he's matchup-proof. You saw what he did against the Seahawks last week. Two touchdowns in the first 5 minutes or so of the game. So that's definitely definitely a must play in a wide receiver one every week.
Absolutely.
You had made a good point about the Chargers' run defense. I do think that, you know, going on the road, they're going to try to establish the run with Doug Martin, who continues to get healthier and healthier each week. So he's still a decent play to me just because of the opportunity. But that's a great point. Again, he's a guy that I'd temper expectations on this week against a pretty good Chargers run defense. That's right now. That's it for me for the Bucs. I do like Jameis Winston as well, but he's a guy in that probably the QB2 range right now. There might be a few other better options you know out there, but he's a guy I would play if he's on my roster and they're, you know, he's the best available. And then flipping it to the Charger side, good point, Melvin Gordon, he's been tearing it up all season, so I don't expect things to kind of change or his opportunities to lessen at all. So like Melvin Gordon, I like a couple of the Chargers receivers, Dontrell Inman and Tyrell Williams. Those guys have played pretty well in lieu of the Keenan Allens and the Danny Woodhead injuries. So
it seems like there's about a 50% chance that one of those two guys is going to have a good fantasy game every week. It's just a coin flip of who and when. But
yeah, no, that's so true. And then even Travis Benjamin's a guy. I'm not exactly sure. I think he's finally healthy again. So he's a guy that might explode back onto the scene. He kind of, was injured there for a couple weeks. But so he's a guy, you know, to keep an eye on. But I know Tyrell Williams and Dontrell Inman seem to be pretty entrenched right now.
All right.
And then obviously I like Phillip Rivers too.
Yes, yes. So underappreciated in
just
about
100%.
All areas. But well, let's move on then. Let's get some of Miles' booms, busts, or sleepers. Do you have any? Let's start with booms. Any big names or even lesser known names for that extent that you're really liking their matchups or feeling really confident about this week that we haven't already discussed?
Yeah, it's a guy for me that might not, be on people's radars, but I think he might be a good play over some guys like, even a Jameis Winston, or you know, the Carson Palmer and Tyrod Taylors of the world. But I like Colin Kaepernick this week.
I was reading on that earlier.
Yeah, he's going against Chicago. Who, yeah, no. Well, good. I'm glad you agree. Just because, you know, the Bears just lost probably one of their best, if not their best, defensive player in Danny Trevathan for the season. So that's a really big hit to that defense. And Colin Kaepernick's played decently well the last couple of weeks, especially for fantasy owners. And he brings that multi-dimensional game to him. You know, he runs the ball really well, and obviously gets that, which is key to get points in fantasy from quarterbacks. So
yep.
I really like that from him. So I expect a pretty big week against Chicago, even although they are in Chicago. But I think he might be able to play pretty well this week.
Sure. Well, and for the record, I didn't actually say I agreed with the Kaepernick choice. I have seen and heard several other people who you know, do some form of fantasy analysis as well, making the same claims. And I haven't looked into it yet personally. But I have a hard time, especially, I think if it wasn't the timing from the fantasy football season standpoint, you know, where you're making trying to get into the playoffs, I think I'd be a lot more open to, you know, the Kaepernick possibility this week. But boy, if that's what you're counting on to win you your game to get you a playoff spot or not, I'd trust someone else. That's all I'm saying. But that's why we also, you know, watch the games and see how they play out too. Any people that you're leery on this week as far as a bus standpoint, because there's, like it or not, every week there's names that are in people's lineups, and rightfully so, that don't perform well. I've had like 3 or 4 weeks with Julio Jones this year where he had like 3 catches for 34 yards and no touchdowns, for example. Who are
well,
some
well, that's, you know,
your...
DeAndre Hopkins and Allen Robinson to name a few guys as well on those hit or miss weeks.
Yeah, so give us your beware of as far as you know, boom, or I should say bust potential this week.
Yeah.
I won't lock you into a bust prediction, but just bust potential.
Yeah, for me, I think Demaryius Thomas this week. It sounds like Trevor Siemian, the Broncos quarterback, is in a walking boot today. So I don't know how severe, I don't know how limited or held back he'll be on Sunday. If he'll be, you know, there won't be an official report until Friday, but that's something to keep an eye on, just because if he can't go, I think a guy that really hurts a guy like Demaryius Thomas, because I don't know if Paxton Lynch can get it done the way Siemian can. I don't know if it'll hurt a guy like Emmanuel Sanders as much, just because he seems to be, which is kind of weird to me. I'm kind of weary about this, of who I think it hurts more, if it's Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders. But I just think the way their offense has been rolling this season, Emmanuel Sanders seems to be more of the number one option.
Sure.
In Denver over Demaryius this season, which is kind of weird, but it's the truth. So I think it would hurt him more.
I've dealt with that with those two receivers and both of the quarterback options with Denver in my head all year. And I think that what we've seen is mostly due to, you know, the strengths of Trevor Siemian, who's been their starting quarterback. He's better at being accurate and getting the ball out of his hands, extending plays, you know, but not really the big arm, deep throw the ball down the field type of threat. And I think that Paxton Lynch is, you know, that, like, that's what they drafted him to be, is to be the big guy with the big arm who can throw the ball deep down the field to guys like Demaryius Thomas. But where, like you said, where we as outsiders have no idea if Paxton Lynch plays, is we know that physically we're told he's got those qualities, but where is he at with his understanding and control of the playbook You know, right. I think to me is it plays more into that factor, and that's where you see a guy like Emmanuel Sanders getting checked down to, you know, out of the slot, over the middle on the quick timing route, stuff like that, more so than Thomas, who's kind of your deep ball home run threat now more than anything. But yeah, it's, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Sleepers, do you have any hidden gems, diamonds in the rough for this week's matchups that we have yet to talk about?
Yeah, I really like Robert Kelly for Washington against Arizona this week. I think we've seen Arizona's defenses kind of be more susceptible to against the run than maybe in years past. And yep. I think Washington's offensive line has played really well. Robert Kelly yes. himself has played really well, so I like him a lot. Like moving forward, just in general, if you've got him on your roster for the, you know, moving into the playoffs, I think that's a really good RB2 potential with potential to be an RB1. So I really like him a lot. He'd probably be my diamond in the rough, you know, one of my go-to guys for the for running backs.
Okay.
For a receiver this week, a lot of great guys. Doug Baldwin's a solid option. I expect the Seahawks to bounce back after that horrendous game against the Bucks last week.
Yeah.
So I would expect him to be a beneficiary of that. And maybe him to go along with that's a tough one. A guy like Taylor Gabriel, who's come on the scene for the Atlanta Falcons the last few weeks, running the ball, screens, had two touchdowns last week. He's a guy that they really like to incorporate into that offense in different ways. And it's still crazy to me that the Cleveland Browns cut him in September because wow.
Yeah, right?
it kind of tells you everything you need to know, just because they didn't see what the Atlanta Falcons see, and the Cleveland Browns haven't won a game this season.
Yeah, it surprises you until you go back to the beginning of the sentence and reread the words Cleveland Browns. And then suddenly it's not that surprising anymore.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. One sleeper that I'd like to throw out there, and I don't know if he's even still a sleeper at this point now, or if, you know, the radar's, if he's kind of on the radar officially or not. But this wide receiver in Kansas City, last name Hill, tell me more about this
Tyreek.
Guy. And do you agree that, I mean, on the road against a Falcons defense that's terrible against the pass, and a Falcons offense that's really good at putting up points, I think Tyreek Hill is due for another very, you know, high-targeted type of game, similar to the one he had last week, and I don't see this guy slowing down. To me, he's another Diggs. He's a poor man's Antonio Brown. He's got all the upside and potential to be that type of receiver. He's not there yet, you know, but I bring those guys up because so many of the receivers in the NFL, especially in fantasy football, are your prototypical 6'4", 6'5", you know, go up and get the ball or burn somebody down the field, you know. And that's why I really like to point out, like, the Stephon Diggs's and the Tyreek Hills, you know, of the world, because they just, you know, the dirty work they do and the overachieving, you know, like how hard it is to get the yards that they get. How they're, you know, being used in the plays, I really respect it. But do you like this Tyreek Hill kid this week and moving forward yet? I'm probably just a little bit late to the bandwagon, but
no, I totally agree. I like him a lot. I mean, he's more of a PPR option at this point, just because if you look at his stats, he hasn't topped 100 yards, but
excellent,
he's getting a lot of the targets and the receptions. I mean, last week against Denver, he had 9 catches for 52 yards, but he was able to throw in a touchdown there, and he was able to also run the ball in as well. So he's right now their best offensive weapon, and they're utilizing him. So that's a great point, you know, to reference him in general, just because he's really coming onto the scene And as you know, as a fifth, again, as a fifth round wide receiver, you know, similar to Diggs last year.
Yeah.
You know, guy who got overlooked. I mean, he had some off the field issues, so that definitely played into him being drafted lower than he probably would have liked. But anyways, just you know, just keeping it fantasy for this, you know, for that. He's definitely a guy to me I love right now. You know, wide receiver two, definitely flex if you know if you have better if you have options too. So.
Yep.
Really liking this week. Great point, you know, against a poor Atlanta pass defense, especially with them being without Desmond Trufant. So, really liking this week. So,
awesome. Well, I got one last question for you here before we'll put our money where our Monopoly money where our mouths are and make our weekly picks. And this is regarding the Monday night game, which is, you know, I'm probably going to be watching more Raw than football this Monday. But we got the Indianapolis Colts on the road against the New York Football Jets. Where is Andrew Luck and his, you know, concussion protocol, whatever? Where is he at? Because I'm sure there's got to be some fantasy owners that need to know, you know, can I play Luck this week or do I need to start someone else?
No, it sounds like he's in the final stages, or if he hasn't already cleared the concussion protocol. He participated in practice, you know, fully today. So, and it says he, you know, no restrictions, says he feels great. So I'd expect him to be back full, you know, full tilt against the Jets on Monday night.
All right. Well, if you're ready, think it's time for us to make our weekly picks. For the record, and just a reminder to ourselves and to the listeners, we were off last week, so we did not make any picks. We have not revealed or made official the results from week 11 the week before because there is word of some kind of recount from someone. No, I'm just lazy. But I will get to that and let you know how that turned out. But until then, we'll kind of think of it like a skins game in you know, in golf where, you know, you're kind of playing for two or nothing, but no, you've probably already got the win from week 11, but I just haven't gone through the box scores and made it official. But anyway, we are here in week 13. You're either one game up, we're either tied or you're two games up on me. But either way, if you would like, I will defer and allow you to make this first pick here this week. Otherwise, if you prefer, I'll go first.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm going to kind of stick with the guy I referenced a little bit ago at running back. I'm going to go with Robert Kelly.
Wow.
For Washington.
Love it.
I kind of like what he's got going on, and I like his matchup this week.
Wow, awesome. All right. Well, hopefully, man, I'm hoping that, you know, I'm hoping maybe Matt Jones gets like three carries and doesn't fumble and has a big play on one of them.
If he even dresses.
You know, right? Yeah, if he's even dressing, right? Boy, I should probably live on the dangerous side and ride with Mark Ingram.
but you can't trust with the injury right now.
No,
at least on today on Wednesday. You know, maybe in a few days. You know, if we did this in a couple days and you made your pick, sure.
With
the not knowing, I don't know if that's something I would, you know, I'd be willing to do.
No, I don't feel like I can really trust anything about him, period. so, you know, I'm going to go to a game that we didn't talk very much about, and it is still a little living dangerously because he's been hit or miss this year, but I think I like where he plays. I like a, you know, one Thursday guy, a couple Sunday guys, and a Monday guy, if possible. So I think I'm going to make my running back my Monday night football guy, and I'm going to go with Matt Forte at home for the New York Jets to hopefully help control the time of possession and be utilized both as a receiver and a runner out of the backfield. I'm rolling with Forte this week.
Love it. That's a pretty solid pick. You want to roll into the next one?
You betcha. boy, I think I'd kind of like to make quarterback my next pick. So I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at names like Philip Rivers and Jameis Winston. I'm looking, I mean, I try to avoid the big names like Big Ben. Maybe an Eli Manning keeping up with that Steelers offense, but we've seen road teams struggle time and time again, no matter who they are, where they're playing so far this year. So I think I'm going to go to that Detroit-New Orleans game.
Oh.
And I'm going to take the guy in the silver and blue throwing the football around, Matthew Stafford.
Oh, that was going to be my pick, too.
Yes, that makes it even sweeter knowing that I stole him from you. Thank you so very much for sharing that.
No, awesome. Yeah. I mean, I was like, come on, please be Breeze, even though that'd be a great pick, too. But I think I'm going to – I'll avoid the going against you in that. And I think – you know what? I'm going to roll with Phillip Rivers. I really like him this week, and I think he's going to do pretty well against the Bucks.
Yeah, oh, that's – that's a good matchup, and this has been one of his most consistent seasons that I recall from a fantasy output from week to week. We've seen him have the, you know, 400-yard, four-touchdown games in seasons before, but he's always got a bunch of 175-yarders and three to four pick games thrown in there, too. Whereas this year, I'm telling you, Phillip Rivers is an MVP candidate.
If his team had a winning record.
All right. Well, you're up next then with either wide receiver or tight end.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go to tight end and save the wide receiver for last.
Okay.
That's a tough one. You know what? I might go Homer here, and I might go with Kyle Rudolph this week.
You know, if it makes you feel any better, you honestly just returned the favor. yep, no lie. No lie.
I have a hard time watching Vikings games with the fantasy implications on the line, though. It always hard for me.
That's a really good point, actually. That's a really good point. I mean, you've got so much of your soul invested into just the outcome of a Vikings game anyway. You know,
right.
Then to put fantasy implications in there, too, man. I'm with you. If you can avoid it, avoid it. But if you got to... if you gotta run with it, then I do. I like Rudolph a lot against a terrible Cowboys pass defense, at least on paper. You know, and somebody's gonna get some yards and some targets and some catches. Might as well be Kyle Rudolph.
Exactly.
So, boy, my tight end then. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind Eifert at home against the Eagles, whose defense continues to kind of come back more to down to earth, but yeah, I don't know if I can roll with that. Ebron would be kind of nice to pair up with Stafford. Boy, I don't even know what's going on with the Patriots and their tight ends. They're just, all I know is they're always hurt every week. Bennett, Gronk, one or two of them, they're always hurt. Giants, Steelers, maybe Green would be a nice sneaky one. I found it. All right. I am going to hopefully counter some of your mega numbers from Phillip Rivers by having the tight end that he hopefully throws two touchdowns to, Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry, okay. He's played pretty decent all season, which is surprising for rookie tight end.
Nope, I've been a big fan of his. I liked him coming out of the draft, and everything I've seen so far this season, you know, minus the couple games where he's been hurt, I've been very impressed by. So, yeah, I'll roll with Henry.
All right. Should we wrap it up with the wide receivers?
You betcha. If you know who you're going to take, I will let you. You can go first.
Ooh. I kind of want to do it. I think I'm going to roll with Lions Saints game. I'm going to go with Michael Thomas.
Nice. Nope.
I like rookies. I got two rookies.
You know, that's nothing wrong with young blood. getting up here. And I think this is the time of year, actually, in the season that you can have reasonable expectations from those younger players. Because, you know, they get it now. They've had the time. They've had the experience. I like that pick. I like Michael Thomas every week. I feel like I should, you know, pick somebody to kind of own things I've said on the show here this week, just in general, kind of like to try to do that. So I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right.
From my wide receiver. Hopefully, you know, they're forced to throw the ball around against that high-scoring Falcons offense. And, you know, if nothing else, get me some yards.
No, definitely.
Awesome. So, again, to recap our head-to-head matchup this for Week 13 here, Miles has the team of Phillip Rivers, Robert Kelly. It's great. I saw R. Kelly on the on my list here, and I had to, like, ask myself for a second. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, R. Kelly? No. Anyway, Michael Thomas at wide receiver and Kyle Rudolph at tight end versus my team of Matthew Stafford, Matt Forte, Tyreek Hill, and Hunter Henry. Any closing remarks or thoughts, news, what have you, that you'd like to get in here before we close up shop?
No, that's it for me. You know, good luck, you know, to everybody listening, and hope, you know, if you're fighting for a playoff spot, I hope it goes well and hope you make it. And, you know, if you're, you know, fighting for a good playoff position, you know, good luck.
Completely agree. Well said. And just a reminder, if you have any questions regarding your lineups and decisions that you're looking at this week that we didn't, you know, dive as deeply into as maybe you would have liked, please feel free to contact us on Facebook, on Twitter. Social media is a great way to connect with both Miles and myself. It's plenty easy. If you're already finding the podcast, you know how to find us on social media as well. Just hit us up with your questions, and we will definitely, one of us or both of us, will make a point to get back to you in time to set your lineup. But, yeah, that's all I got too, man. So it's great as always doing the show with you, Miles. And have a good weekend. Try not to, hopefully the weather doesn't put too much of a damper on stuff for us here in Minnesota.
As long as the Vikings win, I'll be happy.
I agree. All right, cool. Well, until next time, on behalf of my co-host, Miles Gorm, I'm Scotty Ball here from the Wednesday War Room. Skol Vikings!